we have been paying attention to the whole epidemiology of the disease. We've seen that the incidences have gone down drastically in a lot of places. There have been a whole lot of questions, too, in terms of the children out of nest away from school. And the situation is that we already have a lot of working students in our school system. And for the long closure of school, we definitely also increase the number of working students in our school. And so in consultation with different authorities, including the health authorities, we saw that with the downward trend in the Ebola epidemic spread, we needed to take the chance to open schools so that children can get back to the learning process.
Hygiene-wise, Ebola does not like too many people getting close to each other. So what sort of preparedness, what measures do you have in place? So when schools open, as you know, students are always close to each other. What measures do you have for the schools?
The first thing is that we're going to ensure that the physical environment itself is disinfected, that is in terms of fumigation. And we want to make sure that every school has a hand washing station. We try to target a minimum of like 3 thermometers per school where students will be checked before entering the classes to make sure their hands are washed. They have the water, the soap, the bleach, and those necessary things for the washing of hands. And we're also considering the fact that we can have an isolation center where students and teachers are tested. And after they're tested, if you suspect that their temperature or there's a sign of fever, you can hold them in isolation and have a referral to the nearby health center.
Mr. Deputy Minister, the schools did not end the academic year and they were closed. So what happens now? Does Liberia start a brand new school year or what do you do?
What we're doing is to ensure that the things to be considered right now, we run a curriculum. The curriculum has a certain number of hours to run the school year. So what we've done is to have adjusted the timing to ensure that the number of hours required for complete exhaustion of the school curriculum is being used. So we might have some longer hours in school compared to what was usually the time spent so that we can be able to catch up on the timing that was lost.
Does this affect the entire school system in Liberia or just a portion of the school system?
It's going to affect the entire school system, but all of the schools are not just going to open at once. We're going to have a phase-in measure by which we're going to open the schools. So Ebola epidemic in terms of the region right now, we have different areas. So we have high intensity, medium, and the low intensity areas. We're going to have a phase-in system with the opening of schools.